Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oscar, this is the end of our first week in the District of Columbia.
Yeah, it feels like we've been here forever.
Yeah, even just today it feels like we've been here forever. But one thing that's great is that we are really now plugged into the D.C. scene.
Oh, yeah.
And the big news is that with the mayoral election coming up, and you're a resident and you won't vote.
Oh, no, I'll vote this year.
You will? Who will you vote for?
The least crooked candidate.
Well, bad news for you then, because Vincent Gray has just been endorsed.
Ask him if he knows any of the candidates.
Oh, that's Mike O'Mara asking, do you know any of the candidates?
There's Vincent Gray.
Yes, he's the seated mayor right now.
He might as well be wearing the Riddler uniform because everybody doesn't know if he actually knew about campaign finance. And then you've got the lady and the other guy. I won't be voting for Vincent Gray.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like
a sitcom. He said the lady and the other guy. He doesn't know the name.
You know what, Mike? Since you're off, Mike, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, Rob, I'm waiting to do another bit.
Doesn't that sound like on CBS this fall, the lady and the other guy?
The lady and the other guy.
All right.
It's Oscar's World.
But you know who?
Well, you know I don't vote.
Who got a tremendous, tremendous bump in the polls this week is Vincent Gray.
Hey, Rob.
Mike.
We're doing this bit. Do you have the music for our guest today?
Oh, I don't, as a matter of fact.
You better get that ready.
Okay.
You know the music you normally play?
Yes, I do.
For our guest?
Yes, I do.
That enhances the bit. I bet you forgot because
I did.
You got a pretty lady in the studio.
You know, Mike, you're dead on.
That's right.
So dead on. You know me so well.
I don't get involved in those things.
And he's
she's shut down is what happened.
That's kind of why I suggest the vignette at the beginning of the show.
I understand.
This should be real special. Yes, you just let me know when he's ready to come in.
At least he's sitting up today.
Yes, he is. Yes.
That's how nice he is. Mike, do you want to come on, Mike, for just a moment?
Hi, Rob. How you doing?
It's so much better that way.
How's it going? Yeah, I know our guest is waiting outside, and he's just waiting for his music that you have. Because really, do you remember when you debuted that music and how special it made that bit?
Yeah, it really did help.
Really made it so much better. So, I'll go back outside and see if our guest is ready.
All right.
Please.
Did you find the music yet?
I did.
Okay. Do you want to bring the guest in?
I should hope he's somewhere in the offing because he just endorsed the mayor, Vincent Gray. Please. I love my iPad.
I don't think that's the right music.
How you doing, Mayor?
Why don't you find it?
I'm looking for it right now. You see the problem happen.
Mayor Barry.
Hi, Oscar.
Mayor for life. How are you?
My sugars are kicking up. My diabetes is not.
You're not. How are your feet?
Not as under control.
Nice of you to come up to Ward 3 from Ward 8.
I appreciate it. I just like to, on behalf of everybody in Ward 8.
Where?
I'd like to, Ward 8.
That's a good place
I'd like to say, please, Oscar, come to visit us. We'd love to have you.
I've gotten lost in Ward 8 a few times.
What are some of the best things you have in Ward 8?
We've got the people. I'd 100% the people. If you want to know, it's the pulse of the city. As far as get the people come down, they'll cook a nice meal for you, and you have a good time. And I think it's important for everybody in the different wards.
Wait, how many wards are there?
I'm not sure. Don't ask me questions I don't want.
Eight,
you just find your goddamn music.
I'm finding your music.
6 hours to get you. Jesus Christ, what's
Mayor.
The matter with him this
Should
week?
Should be fine.
Too much playtime last night.
No,
what's
no,
that?
I think it's fine.
Hello?
I was curious.
Yeah, hello,
I saw
Oscar.
You in the news leaving
Oscar Santana. Hey, there's my music.
There
Thank
he
you.
Is, finally.
Thank you very much. Let's all dance, shall we? Yeah, shake your shoulders. Let's go back and
now,
forth.
Yes, Mayor sir. Barry.
I'm Mayor Barry, Mayor for life.
Your beaties.
Hello, yeah, should I got my really, sugars. My sugars are in control.
Should you really be dancing?
That's right. No, I can dance like this. As
Don't
long
lose
as
your footing.
This is a new song that I'm recording. Turn that up. You know what I like to call this?
What?
Insulin shot. Oh, that's right. Take an insulin shot.
Time is really wasted.
All right.
Oh,
Vincent
wow.
Gray.
There's no guarantee.
Take an insulin shot. Ow. Anyway, I did endorse Vincent Gray.
Yeah.
There was a small paper bag on my stoop. That contained tens and twenties.
Yeah. Oh, that's no, that can't be right. Now, the one thing that I wanted
kidding.
To ask you about.
Controversy's a bitch.
There was a Freudian slip. Do you know what that is?
What's that?
When you say something.
I know what a Freudian slip, for God's sakes. I've made a press conference. I was doing press conference before you were born.
When you say, when you mentioned the track record,
track record
of the mayor, you said it was a crack record.
I didn't know such thing.
You did?
I didn't know such
no,
thing.
No, you did. You went up there. You said, look at his crack record.
I didn't say crack. I said track.
Because remember when you were. Was it the
you
Mayflower?
Said I said crack record.
You said crack record.
That's some kind of silly joke you talk about going back.
No,
years, years ago, just because I was allegedly in possession of a crack pipe.
Do you remember at the Mayflower Hotel?
It was the Vista International.
Vista International, forgive me.
Yeah, that bitch set me up. You know that.
I do.
That's the way that worked. But I'm here to say Vincent Gray will be a great candidate. and will be better for the District of Columbia
Mayor.
Because he has the experience. That's what it is.
Why not endorse?
What the hell is that? Is that when someone's phone ringing?
It's Subway.
It's Subway. Well, thank you.
Why not endorse Muriel Bowser?
Oh, did you? Thanks, Oscar.
Did you want to try that again, Oscar?
Oscar went into his computer to see if he actually knew the name of the candidate.
That's who I'm going to vote for.
He does not know the name of the candidate. Vincent Gray will be good for the city. Look, corruption follows any mayor, a city mayor. You
really?
See? Yeah, well, it follows us. And it is up to us to not do it and not get involved with it.
I have a question.
That's why I'm all the way with Vincent Gray.
Oh, that's the new motto.
I have different mottos that I've sent to him for his campaign.
Really? What are some other ones?
Vincent Gray will make your day.
That's also good.
That's right.
See that on
Vincent
the button?
Gray. And for the homophobes in the audience, Vincent Gray, he's not gay.
Well, that's true.
That works.
Yes, it should be a lot of fun. All right?
Well, that's not really accepting.
Was that other candidate Bowser?
Bowser.
Now, is that
now that's the one also for social networking that might be really kind of controversial, but it appeals to the young, sexually charged. Electorate.
What kind of electorate?
Sexually charged.
Are you still sexually charged?
Very much so.
Well, you're older now.
Years old?
Yeah. Through the modern medicine, Cialis. I do that. It's the only one I can take with the BDs with my
time,
sugars.
Anytime.
Yeah, yeah. But how about this one? Vincent Gray, a real good lay.
Oh yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well, he's a good looking man.
He's a very fine looking man.
What sold you
in
on
a
Vincent
Dracula
Gray?
Kind of way?
Yeah. Do you think that Eveline would have been attracted to him?
I don't want to go back there. Thank you very much.
His first wife, Oscar.
But
Eveline
I will tell
Berry.
You, Cora Mastersberry has occasionally. He said to me, what a fine-looking man he is.
Yeah.
He's a truly fine-looking man, Rob Spiewak.
How do you guys know this? It's hilarious.
Well, because we go back so many years.
We've been doing this a while. Yeah.
It used to be a regular bit of mine when I did that. But Vincent Gray will save the day.
That's another good one.
That's right.
What?
Vincent Gray can make the hay.
What does that even mean?
I have no idea. Yes, Oscar.
What struck you about Vincent Gray?
Well, actually, he caught me with a right hand one time at a city council meeting.
Did he really?
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about physically struck? Or?
No, to endorse him. That's a pretty important election.
I thought you'd be all over Bowser.
I will tell you what really struck me with Vincent Gray.
Yeah.
Two words that I can give both of you.
What's that?
Pretty man.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You guys are pros. The best. I'm sure you can make it out of the casino. Of course, lest we forget, once you're out the front door, you're still in the middle of the f***ing desert.
You're right. He's right.
Reuben, you're right. Our eyes were bigger than our stomachs.
That's exactly what it is. Pure ego.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
Thank you for lunch.
Look, we all go way back, and I owe you from the thing with the guy in the place, and I'll never forget it.
That was our pleasure.
Look, just out of curiosity, which casinos did you geniuses pick to rob?
Bellagio. It's the Bellagio, the Mirage, and the MGM Grand.
Those are Terry Benedict's casinos.
Is that right?
That's right.
You guys. This sort of thing used to be civilized. You'd hit a guy, he'd whack you, done. But with Benedict, at the end of this, he better not know you're involved, not know your names, or think you're dead, because he'll kill you. And then he'll go to work on you.
That's why we had to be very careful, very precise.
Well funded.
Yeah. You gotta be nuts, too. And you're gonna need a crew as nuts as you are. Who do you got in mind?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
That's what I call a well-oiled machine to start the show today.
Yes,
nice
sir.
And tight.
Live from the Pfeifferplex Studios, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. Broadcasting all over the planet, we are powered by Encore Insurance Services with over 22 million and a half downloads. We're at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and we are heard over the air on the mighty 1630 KCJJ in the heart of the heartland. Go Hawks.
Hi, Kurt.
The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners in the world. Why?
Why?
Because they get it. Our show today is brought to you by Personal Capital. Okay, let's talk about something that's important to everybody. Money.
Oh, yeah.
You want to keep your personal wealth, but it's a major hassle to keep track of it by yourself. And if you pay someone to manage it for you, you're probably paying too much. Luckily, you've got the solution right here. It's free and secure. It's called Personal Capital. Personal Capital allows you to keep track of your bank accounts, your stocks, your 401k, everything you want. All of your accounts and assets on a single screen. Whether you use your computer, your phone, or your tablet, it's all right there on one screen with real-time and intuitive graphs. Personal Capital also shows you how much you're overpaying in fees. That's the elephant in the room. And they show you how to reduce those fees as well. Even better, with Personal Capital, you'll get tailored advice on how to optimize your investments. Signing up takes about a minute, and it will pay you huge, hey, huge dividends. So why wait? Personal Capital gives you the clarity and transparency you need to make better investment decisions right now.
When?
What?
What?
Right now.
Oh.
To set up your free account, go to personalcapital.com/TMOS. Personal Capital is free, and it's the smart way to grow your money. Go to personalcapital.com/TMOS. That, again, is personalcapital.com/TMOS. It's TV week,
yes,
on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Is. Sweeps week.
These new studios have really brought the guests out because it's convenient for the TV people to get here.
We're right up the street from everybody.
We are very pleased to, let me tell you, there's fast tracking and then there's fast tracking.
Mm-hmm.
This young lady.
Oh, yes.
Is on the fast track. All right. You know what I see in this person's future?
What's that?
Network.
You think?
Network. I have no idea.
And it starts right here.
Starts right here.
That's when she changes her
hey,
number.
Can I tell you something? You know, I've got a track record.
True enough.
You might remember a little young lady years and years ago named Katie Couric.
That's right.
Did her first network piece in the Don and Mike studios.
And also,
and then it was off to stardom. Superstardom.
Everyone always forgets your college roommate, Bill O'Reilly.
He's from Marist College. Thank you, Rob. We're talking about Fox 5's Anna Yu from right here in D.C.
Thank you so much, Mike. Yeah,
you
Bob.
Were for years and years toiling behind the scenes, you know, with much less talented people in front of the camera. And finally,
how dare you?
The powers that be at Fox 5 finally said, put this woman on television on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
And here you are now. First question I asked you, I said, are you still ever wearing your behind-the-scenes producer hat? And I guess you do go out and you field produce your pieces, right? Is that what you do?
Yes, I am my own producer.
And
but I like being my own producer because you have control over your content.
Right.
You know, so it's convenient. But do you remember, Mike, when you first came in and we met in person,
mm-hmm,
you asked me in the green room.
Yes.
Why aren't you on television? Do you remember that?
I remember it vividly.
We had our moment.
He says that to all pretty girls and most handsome men.
But
Don't diminish me.
He showed up at the studios after he got a chance to meet you.
Yeah.
And he was gushing. He said, this young lady, she should be on camera.
Well, I really, and the junkies, our friends, the sports junkies, have known you for years and years and probably said the exact same thing. And, you know, that was the first thing I said. I mean, why are you the behind-the-scenes person when you should be in front of the camera? And I'm very happy that finally they smartened up and they put you on
TV.
Thank
you so much,
Mike. I mean, it's a good
thing.
Thank
you for making the call.
Now, Annie. And she's talking about a call I made to the general manager.
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah, that's when I was back promoting my ride, my charity ride.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's just a cheap excuse to get on television for me.
You were struck by Annie because when you walked in that studio, and yeah, Tony, it was great, but you said, look, Annie.
Tony Schmoney.
Annie should be on camera. I remember you mentioning that.
You called Tony Mr. Rearview Mirror that day, I believe, was the phrase he turned.
So we're right around the corner from a lot of the television stations, and it's great to have you here. And, you know, it's funny because there are two people that are relatively new to Fox 5 as far as on-camera time. One person, Anna Yu,
mm-hmm,
who I think is tremendously talented and really has a tremendous future. And then there's the other guy, Kevin McCarthy, which
not a favorite.
Just an amazing mistake.
I don't part know of, why Channel you 5. Guys give him such a hard time.
Because it's fun to do that. Did you ever meet the guy? Excuse me, he was in the hallways at JFK.
I'm friends
did
with
we
him.
Have conversations with the same person?
Yes.
He is easy to make fun of, don't you
yes,
think?
Yes, but I think at a certain point, someone becomes a professional and they've cut their teeth and they've worked hard to get where they are, and you got to respect that.
Nope, doesn't
no
happen.
Way. I'm sorry.
Nope, not going to work
not
out.
Not going to play in this arena.
Now, as far as I'm concerned, I poke fun at Kevin, and I actually have a tremendous amount of regard for him. Now, Rob Spiewak is the person you ought to take
just
this
jealous.
Up with.
Jealousy, I fought with him a couple years about
the jealousy is palpable. Annie, Rob is so jealous.
I am.
And Rob, I think it's time for you to really open up.
Okay.
And really share
purge
how
yourself.
You feel. I mean, really, because you...
Yeah, tell
look,
us how you really feel.
I don't
the
think...
the fact is, you really... I swear to God, I truly believe you really don't.
I really don't think I've ever gone on any on-air outlet and referred to him as a cancer. I don't think I've done that. But I will say this, there's a chance I might have.
Now, where does it all come from?
Because I know you have serious thoughts about this. And Annie, I don't mean to put you in an uncomfortable position here, but you're good friends with Kevin
as well.
And while
we're not putting her in an uncomfortable position, I have seen you do live shots with Kevin where I just look at my TV and say, why? Why are they doing that to her? Why do they make her do this?
No, he's really saying, why isn't it me? Why am I not there?
No, it's not really that, because I'm not a guy that wants to do TV.
Well, you and I...
Kevin just has a lot of energy.
Yeah,
he brings a lot of energy.
His knowledge base for movies. Mm. I mean, the man grew up. This was his passion even before he got into radio.
I hate it when you get to play this role, too.
Why?
I always
say,
when we put you into just sitting over there, you know, because behind the scenes, I heard Oscar arguing with his bank today.
Yes.
He's a cruel, mean-spirited person.
He is.
And then he comes in here and it's like, and then he's just sitting there going,
he is without Ruth. He is ruthless. But it actually stems back to a time when we were doing the terrestrial show on JFK.
Right.
And you were out for some reason or another, and I was left with the job of doing the show, and I remember two people that were in the studio with
me. This is when it was my show?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
and
all right.
I got to share the mic with Beth Ann. Yay. Now that is, she's not just cancer. She's like leukemia.
Is she still on the radio?
Who cares? And so after that, for like the last hour, Kevin came in.
Uh-huh.
And really, really, it was like adding 4,000 pounds of weight to something you're trying to pick up for an hour on the radio.
God.
He did everything he could, whether or not he tried.
Okay, but
he
with
did
that
everything
said,
how
he
many
could
years
to,
ago was that?
It was I'm just
five,
month,
almost 5 years
just
ago.
Just months ago.
Let me ask you this.
Five 60
years,
months.
5 years ago.
And incidentally, my apologies for my coughing because I'm still, you know, battling the end of this thing. But let me tell you this. That's true, and I know what he did do. But let's get to Oscar's point. Isn't part of it? Because I feel this. I'll be up front. I'm doing a podcast from a living room and now from a an uncooled closet in Washington, D.C. And I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to say, I see this young man on television, and I look at
on
myself.
Network television.
And I look at myself, and what he is not a professional broadcast. He doesn't have the broadcast, that, you know, the way I cut my teeth on the broadcast world. And I watch that. I get a little pang of that. Is there a little of that for you, too?
There is, but
although you're not a Billy Big Voice or anything like
it's
that.
It's certainly not.
Hello.
But it, what
it's
happens...
Not the 1950s.
Yeah, what thank it, you. Maybe it should be, okay, pal? Yeah. Maybe it should be!
1950s, his family would still be south of the border. Still taking that... Be still on the take down there when his dad was just a boy running errands.
You the jerks. Santana family in 1958. Slowly making their way across the border. All right. Anyway, sorry about that. All right.
Where is his
barely
therapy?
Mm-hmm.
There is a jealousy, I think. But you know what a lot of it is that when we were all cut and fired, he remained.
Yeah, well.
And it's not a TV jealousy. I think it's a not get fired jealousy.
And he remained without being a sports guy.
That's right.
You know, because.
Not even really being a guy.
And incidentally, we'll get to the brackets in a second.
Yes.
But, because I knew Annie was coming in and I wanted to just get a little of my Fox 5 on. I'm watching it this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And the junkies, our friends, the sports junkies, who are still at the station we used to work at, did a cutaway. And they just were all over the brackets like nobody's business. And I suddenly realized, well, there they are. That's why they remained on a sports station and we did not. And I actually fired off a text to Eric Bickle to talk about, you know, how competent, because it was a phenomenal bit.
It wasn't an FU text.
They did a cutaway. They're all sleepy. Cakes literally looked like he was passed by a parrot this morning. But the fact is, they were so all over it.
Yeah.
They were so on it with the jargon and who needs to hit more three throws and all this. So I texted EB and I said, you know, now I can tell why you're on a sports station and I'm not. And we had a nice little exchange.
And he
with
replied,
that.
Mike, who?
But Kevin never
I'm doing
had.
A show, man.
Kevin, choose your spots, O'Mara.
Do you really want to know what it was?
Yeah, I would. I'd love to know.
There is a little bit of that.
It was a great segment.
You think we're joking?
It was a great segment. Right. And one of my favorite, Wisdom Martin was doing it. And I love Wisdom. Now, is he a cool guy?
He's terrific.
Is he as cool in real life as he is on TV?
Yes, he is so sweet. I don't think I've ever seen Wisdom get angry.
Really?
He's always so happy.
Has he spent a lot of time with Kevin? Because that would make him angry.
Kevin's not that bad. Kevin is awesome. He's just very energetic.
Mm-hmm.
And the Red Bulls don't help.
About what he does.
Now, EB listens to the show, so he's going to get a kick out of this.
Okay,
all right?
Cool.
This is what I write. This is what I write at 9:30 this morning. Really tight segment on Fox 5 this morning. Good work. Makes me realize why I shouldn't be on a sports station. Cakes looks like the dude on Mad Money, though. Say hi to the guys, all right? Ready for my response?
Yeah.
That comes relatively soon. Forgive me, I don't have this number in my contacts. I swear to God.
Did you change your number?
No.
Mike's had the same cell number for 10 years.
Awkward.
I said, He said, don't have this number in my contacts. Who is this? Ugh. Thank you. I said, sorry, EB. Mike O'Mara here.
Hi, radio's Mike O'Mara.
Just thought I'd drop you a line. Put me in your phone and tell me if Lurch got his GW swag for free. And then he writes, hi, Mike. Thanks, pal. Really appreciate it. Those hit can be cringeworthy. They often are. Congrats on the boy, of course. And the show is kicking ass. Keep it up. Hope the move to Florida is seamless for you.
That's fantastic.
So nice. That tells me he's listening, you know, because you can't do, you know, we're radio people. We can't do the research that that fast. So, yeah, it makes me realize I know nothing about sports. But Kevin stayed behind Annie when, you know, he really wasn't a sports guy.
Well, was
his
he
whole
in
thing's
sales?
Been movies.
Yeah, he had wasn't a regular. They weren't paying him for those spots. He was a sales assistant.
He was an assistant to a gentleman by the name of.
He worked really, really hard.
Jeff Hedges.
So.
Actually, Mike, I don't know if you're familiar with any older movies, but his actual title was Renfield.
Thank you, Eddie.
So,
that's right, Master. That's right, Master. I will be your sales executive.
Kevin, like many of us, found a way.
Thank you, Master.
He spent time. He assisted
Mr. Studio,
Hedges.
That's right.
And ate bugs.
And he was just a movie buff.
Kevin, Mr. Hedges is on the phone.
Yeah. Good for him. I hate when you guys hate on him.
What, Kevin?
It's really painful.
I love Kevin McCarthy.
He
no,
does.
You don't.
He does.
I do. You, see,
do you really?
I've sent many personal messages to Kevin on. I like movies too,
does,
and I watch
does
him.
Rob like
and
Kevin
Rob
McCarthy?
Legitimately hates him.
Let's see,
am I right? Mike, have you ever had a pleasant exchange with him?
Nope. But maybe Mike really does like him.
Maybe you weren't being pleasant.
That's likely. Okay. Well, I'm not a pleasant person.
Anybody that was third or fourth tier, like the Junkies had him as kind of their punching bag all the
right
time. And you, you know, you didn't feel any real need to befriend him like you did the upper levels of management and the people that were on the air.
Oh, there are times that there are people you dance for.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da.
That's right.
No need to dance for Kevin. And you know what? Perhaps in retrospect, a bad choice. Because look at him now.
Look at him now.
Big TV boy.
Where was your radar
with
then.
Really skinny ties.
So Annie, we're going to get to you in a second here because you and incidentally, Annie is not only doing some field reporting and a former producer at Channel 5, but she's also now anchoring on the weekend. You can see her Sunday mornings on Fox 5.
Yes,
on the morning show.
Sunday mornings at 8:00.
Eight o'clock. And so check Annie out. She's the anchor person for Fox 5.
I sit there with Melanie Olmwick, who I love. Melanie Olmwick.
That's good stuff. And so you guys have had some fun with the recent weather, I would imagine, getting ready for the big snows, right?
Yeah, it seems like we've had snowstorms every Monday for the past 3 weeks.
Is Tucker about to die, or is he the healthiest ever? Because I know that this is...
Tucker, give the full name for people around the country.
Tucker Barnes. The weather people just thrive on bad weather.
He loves it.
Has been a tremendous winter for him.
Oh, yeah. And I think he really does enjoy reporting on the snow and because weather is like, you know, it could be the same for
and
for
it
a
has
long
been
time.
For a long time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's finally changed.
So he loves it. And now we have weather on the fives.
I get it because it's Channel 5. Right on.
Hey, way to go, Rob.
Thank you.
Good job. That's fantastic.
So it's Tucker time all morning long.
Do you think, you know, I always, there are similarities between you and our dear friend Angie Goff, who was in earlier this week. And the things that both of you do a lot of, and you have an amazing presence on social networking. And my question to you, for anybody that might want to be getting into TV, how important a role do you think that the social networking has played in you, you know, furthering your career? Because, I mean, I know that you have really a significant presence on the social networking sites.
Well, I'm trying. I think Angie has, like, mastered it and surpassed me. But I have always just loved engaging with people.
Mm-hmm.
So when Twitter came around, you know, actually today is Twitter's birthday, 8 years to Twitter.
Oh, that's one. Do we have any happy birthday music?
let's sing happy birthday.
No, you know, that's not.
You know who was at the Twitter headquarters just yesterday?
Who's that?
Todd Moore.
Todd Moore was up there?
Yeah. He met the guy who invented Flappy Bird. Yeah, that's a big deal.
He's like a super celebrity now. Like he's got like so many followers now.
Todd does.
Yeah, because he tweeted
Todd
out
has kind of abandoned us since his brand new.
Oh yeah, he's moved up in life.
Duck Hunt, right?
No, it's Duck Run.
Duck Run.
Duck Run.
Duck Run was from 30 years ago.
I'm sorry,
Annie. Jump in the DeLorean with me, and we can go back in time.
All right,
that's the last time Mike played
sorry,
a video game.
I'm sorry.
Mike loved Asteroids.
I played Duck Call last week.
Duck Run.
Duck Run.
Duck Run. Todd Moore's Todd Moore's new app. Is that app doing gangbusters for him?
It's doing great, but his fame this past week, because he went to Moscone West, if I'm not mistaken. That's the Google headquarters as well. For the...
You can't pull the D.C. mayoral candidates, but you can lay that out there.
Yeah, everyone knows Moscone West.
You know where Moscone West is.
Yeah, it's right under the Starbucks.
It's the important thing.
You're playing the odds.
Yeah. He was out there, and when this happened, actually, at the Twitter headquarters, he was out there, and he saw the guy who made the $12 million in 6 months when he came out with Flappy Birds.
Right.
Approached him, and he's Vietnamese, so his English wasn't so great.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, hey, what happened to your game? Like, why did you take it off the store? And the guy told him in kind of broken English, he's bringing it back on. Todd tweets it out. And at that point, I think Todd had maybe 1,000 followers on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
After he tweets it out, Mac Rumors picks it up and Bloomberg picks it up and he's all over the place. And at the end of the day, he's near, I think, 4,000 followers within a 24-hour span, naturally.
Wow. Really? Wow.
Yes.
Another unlucky break for Todd Moore.
We have to get Todd back in the studio because I'd like to talk to him about...
Yeah, he's no longer... I mean, really, if we're talking about friendships... I think he's outgrown us.
Actually, Mike, here's the new product from Todd Moore Industries. It's called Lucky Stick.
Lucky Stick.
He's actually been hit by the Lucky Stick.
Lucky Stick with Todd Moore.
He might have outgrown us. Annie, you would like Todd. I don't know if you're married or, you know.
Yeah, do you like freakishly tall men?
She's married.
Oh, you are? Okay.
You've been married how long now, right?
Married in 08.
08?
So we're going on 6 years.
Yeah. 6 years? Yeah. There was a little there, which was kind of a pause.
Everything
okay on the home front, Annie?
You relax.
Well, I'm married but not dead. So here's the thing. We dated. I've known D since I was 15.
Mm-hmm.
He was my first boyfriend.
Oh, wow.
We didn't date when I was 15. Yeah. We were just friends. We reconnected at 19. When I was 19, he was 21. And we started dating. We dated ever since. So we dated for 6 years. Engaged, married by 25.
Wow.
And
so it's really more than
so
8 years. You feel like it's been a while.
Yeah, I feel like we've been together for so long.
That's
so
awesome.
Sometimes I do lose track of our years together. Do you know what I mean?
I do.
Yeah.
And Annie was a Redskins cheerleader as well.
I was part of the Redskins,
I did a Google image and I said,
Way back.
I'm trying to get rid of those photos.
Oh,
are you really?
Sorry, I'll stop looking.
Is that to be the serious journalist? Is that what it is? Or...
I think there's just a few floating out there, mm-hmm. but it's now you have to be very thoughtful of what you put out there.
Right.
Sure.
The ones where it's actually like, you know, where you're kind of
hanging out. Yeah. Well, the Maxim cover, you know, it was tasteful.
What year were you a cheerleader?
In 08.
Okay. So. I think I'd been fired by then, so I don't guess I ever introduced her.
You know, though, Annie, I wouldn't worry about having some racy pictures out there
online.
They're
not racy, they're classy.
But they can actually help your
Oscar.
Career. You know, just ask Steve Doocy.
Yeah.
We'll take a break, come back with more. We're with Annie Yu from Fox 5, and we'll continue this right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment of our program brought to you by our Amazon page.
Yes.
Amazon is truly the best way to buy anything and everything you need. Sundresses.
Yes.
Rob, you get all your sundresses on Amazon.
Oh, yeah, because they carry my size.
Right. Kevin McCarthy seersucker suits. Easter baskets. Chocolate. Tony Perkins candy molds.
Oh, yeah, they're actually shaped like Tony Perkins.
Absolutely.
I have one of those.
And a full selection of novelty chirping chickens. To keep you and your family in stitches for all of Easter Sunday.
You know what we haven't mentioned in a long time is that every song we play on the Mike O'Mara Show comes from Amazon.
Like this?
Yeah.
Thank you.
And it's better than buying from iTunes because it crosses across all platforms.
Yeah.
I buy all my music on Amazon.
Anywhere.
And every song we play is also one click away at MikeO'MaraShow.com. So if you hear a song you like, that's the best way to do it.
Rob Spiewak wanted me to remind you, Christ is risen, but Amazon always has the lowest prices in town. The only thing you'll need to provide is the hard-boiled eggs.
Yum.
Our Amazon portal is the best way to easily support the show. Amazon has everything for your home and your office, whether it's paperclips, coffee, clothes, electronics, or cleaning supplies. If you need it, Amazon has it. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. It's the best way to save money and support this show.
Do it.
That's MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. We're here with Annie Yu, and I wanted to share with all of our listeners, I bitched about my insurance company yesterday. And I'm here to say, I don't like to do this very often, but you know my old pal, Mr. Bill Harvey.
Yes.
Founder of Helping Haitian Angels,
mm-hmm.
a wonderful charitable operation down
nice
in Haiti.
Nice guy with a great wife.
And a guy that, you know, ever since he introduced me at a charity function by reading off an index card, and I've known him for 20 years, had a little problem with Bill, but the fact is, Bill delivered as my insurance man today when they called me this morning. Remember I told the deal about aftermarket glass?
Oh, yes.
And first run glass and how they play that little game with you.
Oh, so you thought Bill was trying to bamboozle you.
No, Bill was not even in the... Look, he's an insurance guy.
You never thought he was trying to schnooker you?
No, he wasn't trying to schmarge me.
No, he wasn't?
He wasn't trying to schmarge me
at all.
He
wasn't trying to hoodwink you?
He was not trying to...
He wasn't trying to do that. He's not even.
Oh, God, I hate when they pull a fast one.
He was not even involved in the process.
Of course.
What he did was he came in.
So he couldn't give you a snow job.
No, he couldn't.
That was a good one.
Annie, do you see what I'm up against every day?
It's hot in here.
Yeah,
it's incredibly hot in here. It really is. Look, I have sweat marks under my breasts.
Okay. Oh, dear. You really didn't need to point that out.
We have.
Awkward.
Oscar. I'm going to tell you two things.
Chess.
A, you have done an amazing job in this studio.
Appreciate
it is
that.
Phenomenal.
These
B,
two hands.
They need air in here. Mm-hmm. You have to have ventilation, and you have none.
Well,
and I think as the person who signs the checks to rent this building, mm-hmm. I believe that we are entitled to get our ventilation.
Yeah, you know,
here.
I'll talk to him about it. That one little vent so far away, I don't know how much work it actually can do.
I'm not sure how much work it can do either. So
maybe it'll be adequate if they turn it on.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely, because it's a little
It's like complaining
here.
About your mileage without starting your car, exactly. Because it's just not going to do
I've
it.
I've never seen it come on.
Yeah, well, he's here today with his dog. So maybe we can talk to the owner. Anyway,
I
cheated death by that dog.
So I talked about the fact that they said when I was getting my little cracked windshield repair, they said, are you aware this is aftermarket glass? And I wasn't aware of that. And they said, well, you really shouldn't have it. It's a 2013 car. You shouldn't have to have aftermarket glass.
Right.
And then I called them up and they said, no, you shouldn't have aftermarket glass. He said, okay, well, we'll double check that. Then they called me back yesterday afternoon and they said, okay, we're going to set up your appointment. You're all set to
go. This is the glass people.
The glass people who are kind of tied into the insurance people.
One hand washes the other, Mike.
And I won't mention the insurance company because the situation was rectified.
There you are.
So I'm not going to complain about Nationwide. So I'm sitting there and I'm talking to the lady. She says, everything's fine. This morning, the phone rings. Hello, Mr. O'Mara. Yes.
And so and so.
Hello. My name is, I remember because she's named after a car.
Yes.
Hi, this is Kia from Safe Light Glass. And I'm just here to tell you the insurance company did not approve your first market glass or whatever it's called. And apparently there's a little codicil in the insurance policy that says you don't get the top of the line glass. I'm like, well, that's ridiculous. I'm insured to replace what is damaged on my vehicle. I didn't know. That doesn't work anymore.
You should have.
Did you try? Do you know who I used to be?
No, that doesn't work anyway. So she goes back. I said, well, that's crap. And I said, and you've made me late already.
But Mr. O'Mara, you signed it, and there's a codicil, and I'm Kia.
I said, well, then I brought this up. I said, well, maybe I should call my agent who set up the policy, and I should do that. Now, this is
not your radio agent.
This is my insurance agent. Okay. And I said, my radio agent.
Yeah, you get a lot of traction there.
Yeah. Of course, I get the same result if I called him. Same result I've been getting these very 3 years.
Yeah, you know what it'll be? Aftermarket career.
Let me kind of duplicate a call to my agent, okay?
Please.
This is how it goes. Hello? Hi, Jim? Mike O'Mara. Anything shaken? Thank you. Anyway.
Is he technically still your agent?
That's it. No.
Oh, okay.
No,
well, I didn't know you
fact,
set him free.
I could get that winning offer tomorrow and nothing would... I wouldn't
and
have
it's 100% you.
It's all me. I'll do my own sweet deal.
Would you actually, if you were brokering a deal for yourself,
yes.
Could you create an agent character and you'd say,
yeah.
Hold on a second, let me get my agent.
Oh, yeah.
That's the beauty. That's the beauty of your talents.
Yeah, I can do that.
Hi, this is Rob Spiewak from Paramount Pictures, and I'm calling to try...
Oh, it's a motion picture deal.
He want him to voice the trailer.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, both the trailer guys have died.
They've passed.
That's right, and so we want to broker a deal, and I would call Mike O'Mara directly, maybe just to find out who his representation was. Hi, is this Mike O'Mara's representation?
This is Fred Running.
Who?
Fred Running.
Fred Running.
Hi, it's Fred Runnington. I'm calling on behalf of Mr. O'Mara.
Yes.
I've looked over your offer, and unfortunately, we're not going to be able to take it at this particular time.
Hey, Fred.
Hi, how are you?
Is Mike there?
No, Mike is not available.
Really?
Well, I'd like to stay between Mike and the prospective job.
You want to keep some distance.
Pardon me?
You want to keep some distance.
You're absolutely right.
Are you more of a runner go-getter than that old guy, Jim?
No, Jim is no longer in the picture. My name, as I mentioned up at the start of this call, is Fred Mashamvert.
Can you spell that?
That's Fred.
F-R-E-D.
M-R-C-Y-T. 12567. So that's Fred Maddox being it.
Well, it's been a pleasure dealing with you.
Pleasure dealing with you. Which may I get your name, please?
Sure, Rob Spiewak, Paramount Pictures.
Just remember, anything Mr. O'Mara does, please include first class travel.
Give my best to Joe Coyne.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
So that's how that would work.
Where was I? All right.
Back
so,
to your insurance agent.
So I say to the lady at the glass company, I said, well, I should probably call my insurance agent because really.
Did you say it in a threatening way?
No, because she was actually quite nice. And
Kia.
So the conversation is going, she's talking to me about it as kind of like understanding my plight here and being
right.
sympathetic. So I said to her, I said, well, I'm going to call my insurance agent because, to be honest with you, what is the difference between the aftermarket glass and the new glass? She says, $340. I said, you know what that is to me? That is a deal breaker for this insurance company. I've been with you for decades,
yeah.
and I'm about to say, you know, piss off.
And, really,
yes.
and maybe two know. Claims in those 10 years.
It's insane. And
yeah.
so, you know, this is, and remember, I talked about the last claim I had when I backed into the garage down in Florida.
Oh, remember that.
Which was an $800 deductible. And you know what the cost of the repair was?
How much?
$934. So the insurance company pays a whopping $134.
And you know, it's a shame.
And that pissed me off. That started me on this.
Because that was technically, that accident was technically Oscar's fault.
Yes, it was. Yeah, no, it was all me. Who was the other party involved in the accident?
Him.
It was my garage door, and the garage door won.
You should have warned him. You should have warned him harder.
No, he was busy yelling.
Well, he does that.
I did not yell that much.
That
when
day
we
you yelled.
How did I yell?
Mike, if we went back, we wouldn't have time.
All okay. I know is this, Mike, is you yelled at Oscar, and then when you're done yelling at him, you called me and yelled at me.
Annie, you from Fox 5, have I ever yelled at you?
No, never. No,
thank you. Only
show's,
compliments.
Show's
right?
not even half
right.
over, though.
Thank you, Rob. All right, anyway, so... So I said, you know, this is a deal breaker. I'm
yeah.
done. I'm actually
within your right.
I'm done with this. If they're going to make me pay for the crappier glass, and or I have to pay $300, no,
you're going to
the
Senate.
It's insurance. Yeah. Kiss my bumper. Just kiss it.
Really? I'm sure their customer service is excellent.
So I call my insurance agent. I actually get through to him, which is really
and
truly.
He
special.
Says, "Mike, who? Yeah. I don't have this number in my cell phone.
You were there."
Is he on a sat phone in Haiti?
No, I don't think he was in Haiti today.
Okay.
And he said, well, look, give me the number of the lady. I said, well, she's very nice, and she has the first name of a car. Her name is Kia. So he said, I got it. I'll get back to you before the day's out. And within an hour, he said, your glass is taken care of. Have a nice weekend. That's juice, baby.
That's excellent.
That's my insurance.
Nice. That's excellent.
Harvey Insurance in Haymarket. There we go.
Yeah.
They get a plug for helping me out today.
That's cool.
Congrats.
Especially when you're on the bubble for canceling and ruining a wonderful friendship.
He wouldn't care.
He wouldn't, would he?
No, he's got too many people. It's small potatoes.
It's all coming up O'Mara now.
Yeah,
it's
true.
Right?
The golden boy.
Oh, yeah.
He's back.
No. God damn you. Don't say that. No. It is not all coming up. You know, there's a lot. There are a lot of things at play here
mm-hmm.
in the next week that I have to make sure go smoothly. And I think by saying GB,
okay, I won't say it.
You're going to jinx it.
I didn't play the Dynasty music.
Let's get back to Annie because I want to talk to Annie. You, Annie, you, Fox 5. So you do the Sunday morning anchoring,
mm-hmm.
and then you are on. You're a field reporter most of the week, right?
Well, my schedule's kind of crazy. So
okay, tell us when you're on.
Okay, so Mondays and Tuesday. Well, Mondays I'm in studio.
Okay.
I do a segment called Style File.
Mm-hmm. I've seen it.
You have.
Yes, I have.
What'd you think?
I think it's fantastic, and I think you ought to have Oscar Santana
Thank
on
you,
it.
Mike. Yes, Oscar. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, Oscar, you have impeccable skin.
Oh, wow. Thank
it
you.
It looks
and
amazing.
So, and
I'm
so much of it.
Thank you.
What is your secret?
I have said that for
it's
years.
It's like baby soft.
Right.
There's no real secret.
You didn't even touch him. How do you know that
well,
it's soft?
Well, I can tell
I give you
by
the secret?
Yes.
I know what it is.
What's
what?
That?
He might not even know this. It is... how do I say this
it's
delicately?
City water?
No, it is a regular routine of frequent self gratification.
I do have
that's
a problem.
The best way. That's the way that
that's
it's,
exactly
it's,
what.
Then
but
one,
I mean,
one would think our skin would be better. Mike.
Excuse them,
in
please.
His case, constantly, Annie.
Yeah,
all the time. Yeah, all the time, and I think that might have something to do with his.
That's
glow.
Very kind.
It's the reason
it's
the show
perfect.
Is only 79 minutes long.
Because right. I got to get back and take care of business.
That's right.
Take care of my skin.
Now, as far as Rob's skin, you got to give him credit for greater surface area.
That's right. So much skin. Yes, exactly.
So it's the style segment. You could have Mr. Metrosexual
yeah,
on over here.
We should
here.
Totally get Oscar on.
Appreciate
and
that.
Tuesdays, I am in the field feature reporting.
Okay.
So I'm at some place doing some wacky bit.
What's the coolest feature report you've done so far? The one that you're the most proud of?
Oh, man. You know, I want to take it back to a few years ago. I went to trapeze school.
Oh, that is
really?
Cool.
That was awesome. Because I overcame my fear of heights.
Did you go to Florida to do that?
No. To Southwest D.C.
Southwest, they have a trapeze school
right by the stadium. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And they get you really high up, and they strap you in and everything. And the young lady said, okay, Annie, this is live television. Mm. And she goes, on HEP, which means ready, you're going to have to let go. And I'm like, okay.
On HEMP?
HEP.
Because you talk about being really high, and then you said HEMP.
Yeah. You know where Mike's mind is.
on HEP.
I heard it, HEP, and then you're ready to go.
Yes, yeah. So she says it, and I just could not step off the ledge.
I can see that.
I was so terrified.
And you were in the middle of a live shot?
Yeah, I was so terrified. And she's like, okay, Annie, you got to go. And I'm like, okay. I did post it on YouTube, so if you want to see it, you could check it out. But I let go, and it was so exhilarating just to finally overcome your fear of heights.
You should have your own channel on YouTube, but call it YouTube.
Do you know what made it?
Why YouTube?
I like that.
And then that could be the name of your channel.
You know, I'm actually thinking about doing a daily vlog. What do you guys think?
Oh, I think absolutely. It'd be fantastic.
You know, when she was getting ready. Would you watch it?
Yes. You have a lot of subscribers.
When she was getting ready to step off that ledge, do you want to know what the voice in her head was saying to her?
Yeah, I do.
That finally got her to jump?
Yeah.
Holly Morris would do it. Holly Morris would do it.
I'm sorry.
She would.
I kid because I love
you. Michael Mara, I love you.
We're going to take a break. We will come back with Annie Yu and lots more right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, March Madness is going. The AU, congratulations on a great run.
Yeah, you know, it must have been exciting for you, Mike.
It was terrific. They didn't make it, but what the hell are you going to do? Get ready for the madness. March Madness, yes, the greatest month in sports is here. It's the brackets, baby. I did get my Fanatics American University t-shirt yesterday.
Why aren't you wearing it today?
Because they lost. They suck.
Oh, where's the...
I'll bring it in Monday.
Enthusiasms,
make
Mike.
Sure that everyone knows who you are rooting for. Go to Fanatics.com and stock up on official team gear. They've got it all. Jerseys, hats, hoodies, t-shirts, jackets, and pullovers. Every team in every size. I sadly wore my American University t-shirt around the house yesterday. But
the tear-soaked t-shirt.
That's right. Fanatics.com has everything in stock from infant to 4XL and, of course, fitted gear for the ladies.
Yeah.
Nice. Fanatics.com has the largest assortment anywhere from all of the 64 March Madness teams to pro teams, NASCAR, and so much more. And remember, if you use the code TMOS, you get free shipping with no minimum. Get yourself some gear or find the perfect gift for the fan in your life. And while you're there, here's their contest they're running right now. Win a $10,000 Fanatics.com shopping spree. That, to me, would be gear for the rest of your life.
It would be so great.
All you have to do is put on your favorite gear, snap a selfie, and then upload it to Twitter, Instagram, or Fanatics.com, and tag it with hashtag selfie, Fanatics, and @Fanatics. That's Fanatics.com, and use our code TMOS for free shipping with no minimum. Where sports fans shop, Fanatics.com. Use the code TMOS.
VCU plays tonight at 8 o'clock on True TV, so a shout-out to all the underachievers out there.
Is this the first VCU game?
This is the first game, yeah.
And they're on tonight?
They are.
You going to be watching?
I can't. I'm at the play.
No, you went to the play.
Yeah, going to the play all three nights. You know that. How dare you?
So the play was last night,
yes,
right?
It was.
Last night, Annie, Rob Spiewak's daughter is in the play, Grease.
Aww.
Yes.
What character does she play?
Yeah, what character?
Marty Maraschino. The one that has all the boyfriends.
Yeah, that's a great...
It's a good part for her.
Yeah. So last night was the big night. How did it go?
My overall feeling leaving the play is don't let sixth graders run sound.
Oh, well, the sound wasn't what you wanted. Get a grown-up!
What do you expect?
Get a grown-up.
But how are they going to learn?
It's a middle school play.
I know.
You're,
but you know what?
Yes.
Your one complaint of not being able to hear them, once the mics were on, it was fantastic. They had the mouth.
What do you mean?
They had microphones? Yes!
What are they going on?
I couldn't believe it!
What otherworldly place do you... I cannot believe this.
I know.
Well, I saw yesterday...
They had microphones like they went on a Broadway musical?
Exactly. I think they had six of them.
You're in Loudoun County, right?
Yes, I am.
$36 million in debt.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And $32 million in microphones.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many parents would you estimate were in the audience?
It was a near sellout. And so I think it's a 400-seat house. So I said there's probably 380 people there last night.
Yeah, but see, I mean, I've gone to plays with a similar type of kind. They don't have microphone. They're kids. They have to learn how to project.
I know.
They have to do the Ethel Merman thing. You know, let's go with the show.
There were people in the play that were great. There were people that were okay. And Julia was great.
She killed it.
And, she was great.
And once again, you know, I'm there as a dad with a tear, a literal tear in my eye.
Right.
Because she won't let me see her rehearse. She won't tell me anything. She won't even run lines with me. So the first time I get to see her do anything regarding the show is that night on stage. And she comes out, and what's funny is...
Will she come to dinner when you tell her to?
She won't listen to me. She won't do anything.
She doesn't do anything
you
want.
Well, she's taken another residence is the problem. She's living down the street now.
Really?
Yeah, she's emancipated herself.
She's got a friend?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, does she hang out at a friend's house? Seriously?
No, no, no. Things are fine at home.
Well, it just seems when you're saying she won't, she won't, she won't.
No, but she, I mean, she's living at our house ostensibly, but she's been at rehearsal every night for 2 weeks to... 7:30.
This sounds like for a middle school play. This sounds fairly elaborate.
It was elaborate. I was impressed with the they built a great set, and there's a lot of sets, and it was a very impressive show.
What time did you get to the theater?
We got there at 6 o'clock for a 7 o'clock show, because that's you have to line up.
Yeah, I hate that.
You do. You
but
do
all the everything you've done for that school system. You can't just go backstage or go through the back door.
You yeah. know, what was funny is I...
Spiewak's get reserved seats.
Yeah, there was a memo that went out, no reserved seating.
Oh, really?
And I said...
Was there anybody there before you?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, man.
I bet you there was 50 people there before us.
Oh, my. I'd love to see the person that gets there first.
Must be nice.
Seriously, I'd key their car.
Oh, no, you see, how would you do that?
No, but I mean, it's just so... Come on. 7 o'clock show with people that...
There,
you know,
5:30.
My God, all about the competitive Loudoun County...
Well,
Jesus Christ.
We'll get better at it as, you know, we go to every performance. So,
did
who
you
knows?
Get her flowers?
I did. Oh, I got her a dozen roses.
Are you going to give her flowers tonight?
No.
Where are you
tonight? She should give me flowers, I think.
Where did you sit in the auditorium?
You know how there is like there are two aisles because there's three sections of seats, left, center, and right.
Yes.
And
well, then, I've never been there.
Well,
so
in many theaters, there are two aisles. And then there is a theater.
Right.
And then there is a middle aisle that sort of cuts the theater in half, halfway mm-hmm. back. We're in the front row. Of the second
You're
section back.
You're still nervous about this.
I am.
Did you bring the flask?
This is a big deal for you.
It's huge.
I'm going to stop picking on you about
no,
it.
No, no, it's okay. It's okay.
I mean, I'm going to stop
you
because he's really
once,
sensitive about
he's
it.
He's going two more times.
Let's ask the impartial guest
yeah,
that we
I'm
have.
I'm curious what she
Annie
thinks.
Annie Yu from Fox 5. Oscar and I were busting Rob tremendously yesterday about the fact that he's not going to one performance. He's going to all three shows
the same
of his
show.
Daughter's play.
Over,
I would like your
again.
Impression of that. Do you think that that is the norm for parents?
Yes,
should they?
Most
they should
definitely.
There
Thank
you go.
You.
Yes.
There Thank
it is.
You.
There
Thank
it is.
You.
See?
You see?
See, I think he's out of his mind.
Well, now, but you thought that before.
But then Rob was very nice, and Rob could come back to me and say, well, I'm sorry. I have a put together nuclear family. My children are not involved in a broken home situation.
And I
you
come
could
from
lay
a,
that on
I could
me.
I come from a broken home.
But I will tell you that when I went to and I try to make all my daughter's performances, mm-hmm. especially the theater that my my oldest Catherine did, and I'd go to one and look, it's still my daughter performing, but if I've got to sit through the other kids,
yeah, you
that
don't
are up
go
there,
to movies two times in a row. You know?
I know
you're not a little kid anymore. You got things to do.
Now, when you're Oscar will probably go.
He's
for
got
half
things
the
to do, things that are more important than his family.
You go once, you put in your time, and you just go. Go
Oscar,
you
will eventually realize it's not always about putting in your time.
Well,
it's not. It's sometimes it's doing your due diligence.
And it's a joy. It's a labor of love for you.
And
you
I
love
will
this.
Say this. Last night, I was so beside myself because I didn't know what to expect that tonight I probably will enjoy myself. But last night, I did not enjoy myself.
And how do they screw the sound up?
Well, just the mics were turned off. Mics were the stage monitors. You would be really surprised with the amount of equipment they had. The
they
stage
should,
monitors.
And I don't think they should at that level. I think they should come out and do
just
the play
do it, yeah.
without a sound system and project to a 400-seat auditorium.
They could do
that's
it.
That's wide. They can do
they
that.
They could conceivably do it. The monitors, right. the stage monitors were too loud, so there was some feedback, and that's always a drag.
Was there adult supervision in the play at all? I mean,
yes,
did they have that?
But I think I looked over, and I didn't see any grown-ups at the soundboard.
If the mics had been turned on, would it have been a better show, do you think?
If the sound had been better, yes.
Because they all hit their marks
yeah,
and everything?
Yeah, and there was very little, very, very little forgotten lines. There was one funny screw-up that resulted in Julia getting a line, because the deal is that she is a girl that plays around with a lot of guys, and at one point... The line,
in the play.
Yeah, in the play.
Oh,
and
God
in real life,
that.
Mike. You know, she's
young for that.
She's a player.
Oh, dear. Okay.
No, no, no.
Yes.
But they ask her, do you have a picture of Freddie? And she's supposed to open her wallet and pull out a long string of pictures of guys that she's dated.
Right.
But props did not put that there. So they said, do you have a picture of Freddie? And she went, I know. And it was a big laugh.
And she is funny. She's got your comedy gene.
And her song was fantastic. Oh, her voice remains beautiful. The funny thing is that they had done her hair in a really elaborate 50s hairstyle.
What was the play again?
Grease.
Grease. Okay.
And it's America's favorite tribute to the 1950s with 70s disco music involved.
Mm-hmm.
And she had glasses like.
Do they do it to a track? Do they play it
they
to a track?
They had pre-recorded music, yeah.
Is so, there a way to see this?
Yes, you go
I'm
to.
Excited. Yeah,
you
I
can go
see.
With. Rob
come on
tonight.
Out! You know, I think we have two extra tickets tonight.
You know what? You know what would be his dream come true? Bring the TV truck with you.
Right. Exactly.
You know, they arrive
you know,
and there's the big satellite.
We've featured previewed these kinds of things before.
Wouldn't it be
Fox
great?
Fox 5 is all over town. With these
send the truck
things.
Out. We go now live to Tony Perkins in Loudoun County.
In just a few. Thank you, thank you. In just a few minutes, we're going to have. We're going to have Rob Spiewak's daughter, Julia, who's going to be performing in Grease. She's killing it out here. Talent scouts from all over Broadway have gathered here on the campus of Spiewak High School to Spiewak Middle to check out the performance of Julia Spiewak.
We're not quite there yet. When she came out, though, her outfit and her glasses and her makeup and everything, it took me a second to even recognize her because we were a little bit far back. And then I felt Carrie's hand go on my knee and squeeze it because she realized it was Julia when she spoke. And then like
oh,
eight lines.
Oh, so into their sweet. Kid. I like that.
And
then
like so hard.
That is sweet.
Eight lines into the scene after Julia's gotten like two laughs already.
Right.
Robert leans over and says, is that Julia?
Because she looked that good.
It looked that different.
I mean that different. Yeah. I don't mean that good, but she looked good with the makeup and the hair and all
and
that.
And it was very cool. And actually, as we were driving home, you questioned this. Robert said, Dad, can I go again tomorrow night? So aww. He's into it.
That's we can, funny.
You know what? I'll never understand.
It's
this.
Pretty impossible to
God,
find.
God bless you.
We
Rob
can't
Spiewak.
Shoot holes in this anymore.
Yeah, we see.
We can't shoot holes.
Our families
in this.
Never showed up for almost anything in our lives.
That's what
up.
I was going to say. That's yeah. why I commend Rob and his family for going to all.
No,
of
no,
the
no you see that
we
even
didn't
makes
have that growing up.
That
Oscar,
makes me uneasy.
You could probably
stomach.
Relate
yeah.
to this. I don't know.
My parents were working.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. You know, my parents worked 6 days a week, 12 hours a day.
Yeah,
right.
I'd catch a ride from somebody to the play.
It hurt. Right, exactly. Yeah. Or walk to school. I'd have to walk to practice. Mm-hmm. My parents never came to any of my games, and I was always that kid that had to hitch a ride with Sylvia's mom or
yeah,
Sarah's
I had Stephen
mom.
Parker.
Yeah, we
like
give
his
ride.
His mom adopted me.
We give rides to Andrew.
Are you technically first generation?
Yes.
You're technically
FOB.
Are you?
I came here when
well,
I was
he's
three.
Not even first generation because he was not born here.
You weren't born here?
No, I'm really off the boat.
Mike, he's an immigrant.
Right. Ditto, Oscar.
Nice.
Are you a first together. Generation?
I was born in Seoul, South Korea.
You were born in South Korea?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Wow.
How old were you when you came over?
I was almost four.
So you
technically
actually,
three.
Almost
were you
the
on the same
age.
Boat as Oscar?
We were on the same boat.
Eastern Airlines dropped us both off.
Eastern. That's great.
What I came over on.
It's amazing to me that when Rob said yesterday, and I'm beginning to believe him, that 70% of the parents would probably be going to all three performances. I just remember when my kids were in shows, I'd go to the one show. And now I feel like perhaps I should have been at all the performances. But
Mike,
you've
got another chance. You're blessed. That you've been given another chance.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go to the games. I will go to the games.
I know,
that's for sure.
And there'll be good parking spots for you.
I think
the blue ones.
It's exactly. So close to the front door.
Did you, because the conversation will go like this. When Michael William, my eight-month-old,
yes.
you know, gets his first base hit, you know. He hit a base hit. Huh? He hit a base.
What did he do?
He hit a base hit.
Which what's his number?
His number is 8 after Carl Yastrzemski, Michael. Right? He's right over there.
I don't see him. You know what? It's making me sad.
No,
I'm doing
don't
this
be
bit.
Sad.
And a quick, I want to do one quick shout out.
I've been thinking about mortality like an amazing amount. Do you know what I turned on last night? Grumpy Old Men.
Oh, and you're
why
related?
Would you do
no,
that?
You know, here's the process. This is how it went. I'm 54
like
years old.
Like looking in a mirror.
No, stop it.
Who's he?
I put on Grumpy Old Men.
He's Walter Matthau.
I was watching the Red Sox Yankees spring training game, and then I got bored with that. So
Mimsy!
I put on the
Mimsy! Make sure you go around.
And I turned it on, and I realized that, 1993 or something
it's
like that?
It's about that old, yeah.
Or 96 or something. And I realized Walter Matthau's dead.
Mm-hmm.
That Jack Lemmon is dead.
Mm-hmm.
Burgess Meredith is dead. And I just started thinking about, you know, suddenly I'm sitting there in my bedroom watching this, and I'm starting to think about my own mortality. Mm. And that when my son gets to be 20, I'm going to be the same age as, like, Walter Matthau was when he made Grumpy Old Men.
Well, that's a healthy thought.
I'm sorry, but that's the way I did
know.
It. You know?
My dad's 74 right now, went through cancer treatment just 2 years ago.
Yes, and he's doing well.
And he walks around like he's 50.
Okay.
Like, so you'll be just
so 70 is the new 50?
Yes.
And you know what? Having your son will keep you young.
Yeah.
I believe so. He's phenomenal.
He's awesome.
He is a phenomenal little guy.
My mom actually looks at her watch every time she sees him come back in town. She's like, really? 74. Still hanging on, huh?
Is your mom close in age to your dad?
No, he robbed the cradle. They're about 11 years apart.
Oh, really?
Wow, really?
Yeah. Oh, I can relate
it's
to
the culture.
Yeah,
that's what
go.
They tell me, at least.
That's fantastic.
One last thing about the play. A quick shout out to Cindy Baruti, who is a P1 listener. And when I was waiting in line for a half an hour to get into the door, I was flipping through Facebook, and she had sent me a nice note that she will also be at all three performances because her nephew or cousin, I believe, is in the show.
Mm-hmm.
And nice. I look at it, and I say, well, that's very cool. And I was about to reply, and I look up, and who's standing in front of me in line but Cindy? Oh. And I had never met her before, and she was very, very nice. That's I just wanted nice. To say hi to her.
So you're kind of plugged in with all the other mommies, right?
Yeah, you know what?
Manic
when
mommies.
When you
were
are,
there a lot of dads there?
There was a lot of dads. The moms were smiling more
Do
than the dads.
Do you track with any of the fathers? Because you
yes.
seem to always talk about the ladies.
Yeah, well, you know, yeah. Mike, I'm a ladies.
Yeah, for sure.
How many fathers
Is there a dad you
could
name, a cool dad that you hang out with that's part of the play group?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Rob Chubbuck.
Rob who?
Rob Chubbuck.
Who doesn't yeah. know Rob Chubbuck?
Chubbuck.
He's awesome.
Rob Chubbuck.
As a matter of fact...
you know the Chubbucks, don't you?
Of course.
Yeah, that's great.
Rob and Kristen.
That's great.
They have 70 children. And
Well, he's a Chubbuck.
He is a Chubbuck. The Chubbucks are great. And also Doug Feuerbach is great.
Doug Feuerbach?
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's good.
And, Doug Tallamy is awesome as well.
So you're going to be...
How many women can you name?
None.
Really? Come on.
Oh, well, God.
I've never seen him more ill at ease talking about anything. You seem like you're very uncomfortable.
Who's your number one go-to, like, mom in your crew?
It's probably Christy. Because she's the one that I do the talent show with.
Oh, the one that always bamboozles you.
Exactly.
Into,
hoodwinks me.
Yeah.
But she's awesome. She will not.
She's pretty, you see. So Rob will do anything for a pretty girl.
Mm-hmm. Or a handsome man.
So tonight, will you get there at 6 o'clock again?
Probably 6:15 tonight.
6:15 tonight?
And I don't know who we're bringing tomorrow. Tonight. Tomorrow, my dad and his wife are going to come. So I'm excited
Julia
for my dad to be there.
Julia Spiewak, break another leg and do very well. It's fantastic. We wish you the very best of luck. And anything else you want to say to your daughter while we've got this opportunity?
I'm extraordinarily proud of you.
Oh,
honey,
sweet.
I love you.
That's good. And have fun at the show
Not
tonight.
Very funny, but true. So
that's Rob, he is a sensitive guy.
We should all be this loving.
He is not a tough guy. You would not respond to a Cadillac commercial.
No. Oh, no.
Have you seen the latest one?
The one that threatens me?
The one that's actually where the guy... Cadillac... Bill Maher called out Cadillac with their first commercial, which is where the guy's walking through the modern house with his kids, and he's talking about August vacations.
Yes.
Where people take... Now, people take a month off. We don't take a month off. We think it's great. We went to the moon and got bored. That one. The latest
oh,
one...
Oh, I love that commercial.
Of course you do.
Yeah, I do.
Of course
it caters to the douchebag.
that's
their key demo.
The latest one, have you seen the latest one about the vanilla ice cream?
It drives me crazy.
You know what, the number one flavor of ice cream? It's vanilla. You want to try something different. And he takes his vanilla ice cream, he throws it into the trash like a douche, and then he sits in the car and goes, and he's in a black SUV.
Yeah, it's a mommy crossover
and
Cadillac.
It's a mommy crossover car. That's what he's in.
What
and he's
you
like,
more upset
you want to try something different? Try this one. Yeah.
Were you upset about the model car that ends up at the tail end of the commercial or the fact that he wasted the ice cream?
Oh, that's really nice.
I know,
that's a fat joke. That is a fat joke.
I'll do anything for food.
That's what you're doing. That's what you're doing.
And you know what? And if you really want to get down to it, Oscar.
Yes.
Vanilla ice cream, it's really more of an ingredient than an ice cream.
Well,
it's not a go-to like a Ben & Jerry's, but if you want to make a milkshake.
But thanks to the people at Ben & Jerry's who use vanilla primarily as a base to put certain candy products
what
in their ice
What about French
cream.
Vanilla?
French vanilla, do you know what the difference is? Of course.
Yeah,
not.
The French vanilla, they stir it with their tongue.
French vanilla has eggs in it.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. How did you see? I did not
know
the
answer.
You
know
why you don't get fat this way just watching. But you got to know. Got to read a book.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, it is Oscar Rotzi. We're here with Annie. Annie, before we go to break, is there anything you would like to promote on Fox 5 or in your world? Or I know you're always doing different stuff. Anything
What's
going on?
What's your Twitter handle again?
Annie U Fox 5.
Perfect.
And if you haven't checked out Annie, it's Fox 5 DC. Is that where they can see all your work, right?
Also on YouTube, I pulled up her on the trapeze.
Yeah, this looks like it's either the greatest segment on TV ever or right before an accident.
That is the greatest still shot right there. You look terrified.
You really do.
Oh, my God. We'll take a break. Come back with Oscar Rotzi on the Mike O'Mara Show right here. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, everybody, get our bonus package.
All right.
Yeah, there we go. Anyway, it's time to remind you that you can save over 25% for just $69.99. You can get all the shows, everything you want, all the 2014 shows, plus on-demand video access to each show we do, and unlimited access to the entire anthology.
Yesterday was a great one where we really got inside the soft inner cookie of Mr. Bloom.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, a good analysis, and I think Matt had fun. He nodded.
I had fun on a ride home yesterday when he almost killed us both.
Oh, that's right. He gave you a ride.
Really?
One city block.
You know what the greatest? You missed this conversation.
Yes.
Oscar said, Pony, can you give me a ride home? And Matt's reply was, do you need it?
Yeah, and then I cursed at him.
Is he a little challenged in city driving?
He's definitely scared. At one point, we were going against traffic. Because he was making a left-hand turn on a red arrow, and I don't think he's ever seen a red arrow in his life before.
Right.
He just saw the green bulb. I said, "You can't do that!" And he almost ran us through the gates of the Soviet embassy.
Oh, that would have been good timing for that.
And I said, "Pony, I could walk home. I wanted to ride with you so we would go in the direction of my home, not towards Montgomery County."
Yeah, meanwhile, he made some sort of terrorist gesture.
And he was yelling at me. He said, "You made me do this." I said, "No, I didn't make you drive the way you drive. You've got to learn."
I have a lot of goals for this show in 2014. We want to do a good live show later in the year. We want to continue to grow our listener base, which has been wonderful for the last few years. But I will tell you, my number one goal in 2014 is to help our man, Pony Boy.
That's right.
To have a happier, more fulfilled life. That doesn't just involve those little rats that you have in there.
White-knuckled.
Yes. Yeah, I bet.
Two hands on the wheel, just scared.
Well, he knows until he drops you off, he's that much further away from a bottle of gin.
Annie, are you familiar with sugar gliders?
Doesn't Cakes have one from the Junkies?
He might have one. One of his kids might have one.
He talks about it sometimes.
Is it for Cakes or for his kids?
It's one of his kids.
One of his kids. They keep it in the basement, I think.
This is a grown man, has two.
He has two in his apartment.
Yeah.
What is
wow!
Can I ask you what's the point of having a sugar glider?
Yeah, here you go, Pony.
There you go, buddy.
I don't know. I mean, what's the point of having any pet, really?
Well,
now, see, hold on. Hold on. Hey, let me just stop you right here. This is a beautiful woman, and you immediately take on that adversarial tone. Well, I don't know, Annie. What's the point?
I wasn't trying to be adversarial.
What I meant was, you know how...
The word is hopeless.
Go ahead, Andy. Go ahead.
What about a nice puppy or a kitten?
Something furry, something that shows affection.
To me, a sugar glider probably wouldn't give you that sort of affection.
Yeah. High maintenance
what
as well.
You do with it.
Well, a puppy or a kitten in my place is too much maintenance, but sugar gliders are affectionate.
Bye. Make direct eye contact.
Give Rob the mic.
Yes, please.
Poor Pony.
All right. Why don't you, Annie? I will play the role of Pony, and you can ask me the questions.
You will entertain the questions.
Yeah, I will answer them like Pony. All right, go ahead.
What is the point of having a sugar glider?
He's got such a great heart too. What's the point of having any pet? Why did you even have to come in here today?
Yeah. Pony.
I don't understand. I'm kidding, Pony. You know I kid you because I love you. All right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
But there are, you know what? Every situation that someone finds themselves in, there's a reason.
Yes.
And I'm not going to go any further than that because I love him too.
Dearly, like a brother, like a scary brother. Between your neurosis over the play today and his neurosis over life in general, it's been a bit of a challenge doing these interviews.
I think you're doing a great job.
Thank God we have a very relaxed Annie Yu in studio who is an A-list guest. Thank you. And Annie, it is. You're welcome to come back anytime. I love having you in the studio. Without further ado, let's get to the entertainment report with Oscar Razzi.
Gentlemen. Are you Game of Thrones fans?
You know what? I watch it. I don't necessarily watch it as religiously as I should, but I'd love to get in because there's so little on television lately outside of watching Annie Yu on Sunday mornings. I really want to have something on cable that I like to watch.
Annie?
I'm not a big fan of Game of Thrones. Yeah. But Mike, you should check out the new Discovery show.
What is that?
Naked and Alive.
I've seen many promos for it, and it looks rather intense. Where they're all
riveting.
They pixelate the private parts, right? That they have there.
Well, then why watch?
No, you can see the rear. They show the backside.
They show the backside.
You're shock jock.
Cheeks. Is this like the second season of it? I think that they've had another.
I don't know, but it's really good. Check it out. It's funny. Yeah.
I will check that out. They throw these people out in the middle of the jungle.
They're naked.
With naked.
They're butt naked, like, and they have to survive.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What do they usually do to survive?
They eat turtles. They build fire. I mean, they just do all kinds of things just to survive. Okay. And
do they ever eat sugar gliders?
But they're completely naked.
You know, if they're eating turtles, then that's big a deal. You know, outside of getting the caramel in your teeth.
No. Like, these are actual tortoises.
And I'll do anything for food.
Okay.
well, back to Game of Thrones. Author George.
I made a turtle joke.
A caramel turtle joke.
You know what? Anytime you can work pecans into the entertainment page.
Fat man piece of comedy right there.
Author George, this guy right here.
R.R. Martin. He's celebrating today because they've signed on for 2 more years of Game of Thrones.
Who's excited?
George R.R. Martin.
Is he the big fat guy that's
he's
a producer?
Author. He's the author.
Oh, the author.
Of
okay.
the books.
Right, R.R. is his middle name?
R.R.
And isn't he the guy that kind of looks like an answer me these questions three kind of
yes.
guy? Yeah. All right, good for him.
A Game of Thrones fans think he's a god of sorts. He also is a giver. At a live viewing at the Barclays Center, he gave away $30,000 to one of his fans.
Really?
Yes. Out of all the people that were there, somebody had a lucky ticket, and he gave $30,000 away to one of his fans.
What an oddly arbitrary number.
Can I give some...
Still well worth it.
Yeah, I guess.
My advice to the producers of Game of Thrones, though, Peter Dinklage, Dink to his friends. Great article, I think, in either...
Mike, he's a little person.
It might have been GQ or Vanity Fair. I'm not sure. They profile the guy. He's a fascinating guy. And I think that, you know, he is one of those people much in the same vein of the Breaking Bad guy, Bryan Cranston, that if he's on camera, I'm riveted. So
commands.
My advice would be more of Dink on the show this year. I'd like to see more of Peter Dinklage, please.
Do you remember the Loren Scott story?
Yeah, the suicide, unfortunately, right.
And the fashion business, I don't know. Won't even try to explain what it's all about. I just know it takes a lot of money to establish a brand.
We've got somebody here that does the style section. She probably knows more about it than we do.
I was shocked to hear that she was $6 million in debt. Her brand was
the
company.
Does it cost? I mean, well, I would imagine the overheads are pretty significant when you're going into
especially
the style.
Especially when you're launching
world, right?
Something.
Buttons are not cheap.
That money also owed to her. So really, when you start a business, how much money did you put into your restaurant, Mike?
I'm sorry.
I know.
He just said buttons are not cheap. How am I supposed to go on?
The money's supposed to go somewhere.
When we're out of here, are you warm enough? Are you cool enough over there, Annie?
I am so hot right now.
It's ridiculous.
I'm about to take
Please
this
do.
Off.
Take that out of the window and open the window up.
No, totally okay.
I'm boiling over here.
And this coffee isn't helping either because it's a warm drink.
Feel free to take layers off.
So obviously tremendous financial overheads in the style business, right? In the
it's like any business.
Right.
You know, my parents had a business. People think just because you have a business, you're making tons and tons of money, but you're not. I mean, the food business is really hard
to. It takes 4 to 5 years, depending on what business you're in, to actually come out.
And
positive,
I would think the fashion business, I mean, it necessitates you have to be in like New York or Milan or anything. You can't get some sort of backwoods place to have your business. You have to be out there and be seen.
Well, I never talk about it, Oscar, on this show, but the serious end of what we did, when I owned my restaurant, we really did, because I had a decent day job, put everything we were making back into it. But we didn't put it back into a bank account. We put it back into improvements.
Right.
And you wonder why restaurants are kind of slow to change this or change that. I put in the new bathroom stalls. I put the new tile floor in.
The fireplace was beautiful.
The stone fireplace. Yeah. Then when the tough times hit and I needed a little nest egg, suddenly we realized, well, we'd reinvested everything we were making back in, and that doesn't necessarily, that business model's not necessarily perfect because you need a little something for the rainy day, which in our case was a recession. So, you know, you got to be aware. There are all sorts of different factors.
Also very stressful to be in that business, I imagine. She allegedly was suffering from some sort of depression as well, as you could tell. Moving on, someone that should maybe think twice about tweeting is Madonna. Have you seen the latest Madonna pics?
I have not.
She's all over it, and she's hashtagging. I'll show it to you, and I'll show it to the rest of the crew.
Does this have to do with her new makeup or new lotion?
Well,
or
no, it has to do with her armpits.
Oh, dear.
Yes. Madonna went full frontal with her armpit, and this is the thing.
It looks like strawberry blonde.
That's a
Strawberry blonde arm hair, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Also from Ben and Jerry's.
Again, her message read, long hair, don't care. A woman with armpit hair, I feel like it's been done before
that
so many
like
times,
sounds like my mom's
right?
motto.
Yeah.
Long hair, don't care.
So that was shocking. Got time for one more.
I'd like please, Chunky Monkey and Strawberry Blonde arm hair, please.
That's right.
You might have
double
this,
dip.
I'm not sure if you have this in the audio vault, but what's the nun that sings?
I did not pull that today.
Okay, wow. You know, I'll say that for, because it's well worth watching.
Can you put that in the audio vault on Monday?
Please, I can, absolutely.
That,
yeah,
and that was great. One more thing before we get out of
also,
here.
Also, Mike, when a stiff wind comes up, she flies.
Yay, the flying nun.
Exactly. Lindsay Lohan has fired her sober coach, if you've been following this drama on the O Network.
Oh, God, this mess.
You're fired.
The enabler of all enablers. Actually, tragic to watch.
Yes.
So we'll see how far this comes along. It's hard, and you wonder how hard it is to actually take someone that has so much fame and power, even where Lindsay Lohan is now in her career, and keep them straight.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost impossible because all they're getting is rewarded for their bad behavior.
I'm going exactly. Motorcycle riding tomorrow with my sober coach.
Who's that?
Yeah, Jimmy Cerrito.
Oh, well, good luck
with
that.
You might want to fire him.
Oh, yeah. Love Jimmy.
Jimmy's great.
I love Jimmy.
And you know Jimmy what? And I are going motorcycle riding tomorrow.
One thing I have to applaud, Annie, is we see a lot of people on a lot of different channels that Jimmy comes in and brings the crazy foods. You are not scared to eat anything that Jimmy brings you.
No, his food is so good.
He's
and
good
Jimmy
guy.
Is a great guy.
Wonderful
such
guy.
A nice guy.
You know,
great energy.
I booked him for the Super Bowl show that we had, mm-hmm. and I knew exactly. I was like, I got to get Jimmy on because he gets it.
Yeah,
he gets the whole TV bit, and he's got tremendous energy, great food. I love Jimmy.
Yeah, and
he did not pay me to say that.
He's a good guy, and
he is.
I'm looking forward to coming back. We're having a big thing at Jimmy's when we come back in
May.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Is that it?
That's it. That's Oscarazzi.
That is Oscarazzi. We'll take a quick break. Come back with the audio vault. We're here with Annie Yu from Fox 5 DC. Look for Annie. She'll be anchoring this Sunday morning on Fox 5 right here in Washington, D.C.
I can't wait forever.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I want to tell you once again about my Sleep Number bed, which I love. I'm back down to a 60 setting on my Sleep Number, and
you're
it's fantastic.
Crazy.
I'm feeling phenomenal. You know, I've had so many issues with back pain over the years. The Sleep Number bed now, I didn't think that when I fixed my back with a Sleep Number setting of 90 that it could get any better. But I experimented with my Sleep Number setting, and I turned it back to a 60. And lo and behold, probably because the bed actually contours to the shoulders, back, and hips, I actually have gotten progress on my back, which I didn't think it would happen.
You're luxuriating.
I love this bed so much, and I want you to consider getting yourself a Sleep Number bed. If you thought you couldn't afford it, can you really afford another sleepless, restless night? Every study you see talks about how incredible sleep is for your well-being and your health. Introducing the all-new Sleep Number P5. It features the latest innovations, comfortably priced. I love my Sleep Number. You will, too. My Sleep Number setting, as I mentioned before, is a 60. Carla uses about a 75 right now. We both sleep like babies in perfect comfort. And right now, save $400. That is the lowest price ever on the popular Sleep Number P5 bed. It is glorious. Find your Sleep Number setting today at any of the 425 Sleep Number stores nationwide. You can find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. That number again, 800-511-0061. Don't forget to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you, and I would appreciate that. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today, Friday, March 21st, 2014. Rob Spiewak.
Before we jump in with both feet, I thought of this because there's been so much in the news about kids on spring break. You know, it's really, tis the season. I wanted to play you this, Mike.
Spring break. Spring break. Spring break. Forever.
You know, Carla had a request for me last night, lying in bed watching television.
You really want to get into this now?
She wanted me to do the spring break guy with a hillbilly accent.
Oh, wow.
Oh, she's writing for you
this
now.
This is seriously just for my wife. Spring break. Spring break. Spring break.
That's so
forever.
Sweet.
Or creepy.
No, but
why
she
is
asked
it creepy?
It.
Laying in bed.
At
two
least
voices.
She respects his talent.
Yes, she does.
Yeah,
spring break. Spring break.
Did you do it for her in bed or?
Yes, I did.
Oh, did you stand?
Man. I stood on the bed. On my Sleep Number bed in my underwear going spring break.
That's right. And then she called an attorney.
Mm-hmm.
Louis C.K. Said something this week that might come back to bite him, not in a bad way. He said that he feels if you're the person on Inside the Actor's Studio that asks a question of a real actor,
yeah,
that's the last time you're ever going to be on TV. He said it's like career suicide if you're the nudge actor that asks a question.
I will tell you, though, he may be wrong because I think...
Well, let me play this
Bradley tape. Cooper did.
You'll enjoy this because he was in, what was it, American Hustle with Bradley Cooper.
Oh, that's right, he was.
He
oh,
should wow. know this.
Okay.
So what we have here is a clip of Louis C.K. opining
right.
and then proof that he's wrong with a guy that he really should know.
You know Inside the Actor's Studio? You ever seen that program?
Sure, yeah.
You know at the end they have a series of questions that they
It always up. Occurs to me, you know when an actor stands up?
up during the one of the people in the audience. He says, I'm an actor, and what can I do? And asks Sean Penn or whoever, what can I do to reach your level or whatever? And you just want to say, that's it. You never will be famous. You'll never be famous. There's no way you asked Sean Penn a question on the, and then you're going to be huge. There's not a single member of that audience that would stand up and cry while talking to him. Oh, and then that became Juliet Lewis or somebody. No.
Hey, Mr. Penn. My name is Bradley Cooper. I'm a second-year actor. My question regarding Hurley Burley. What was it like to revisit a character, Eddie, after a 10-year...
And the funny thing is, he actually mentioned Sean Penn in the scenario.
I had no idea that
pretty crazy. Pretty crazy. Carrie watches a lot of judge shows. Carrie is my wife, and she watches a lot of judge shows between naps. And I liked this yesterday.
Between naps.
Well, you know, Mike, the day is long.
I know it is.
And so between naps, People's Court was on. And the reporter is so clueless, but I love this moment, and I'm frankly shocked they left it in.
Well, it's good to see you alive. Yes, yes, yes. I don't know. Maybe this guy was on something. Maybe D hit him. Who knows?
He was calling you the suspect in the court.
You see? You know, I don't know. Like I said, D hit him, so it wasn't me.
Maybe. What's D?
D's nuts. This guy's crazy. D what? Huh? D's nuts.
D's nuts.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
That was awesome.
Oh,
and it's not like it's a live shot. It's taped.
Oh,
I think, and he had to say it twice. I think D might have had something to do with it.
Yeah. D's nuts.
Rock and roll stars sometimes end up in commercials you wouldn't think they should belong in. VH1, and I was personally shocked it was still on the air, compiled a list of rock stars that endorsed products you might not expect. I start with one that I know Mike will like. Mike, here is for Coca-Cola, Tom Jones.
Oh, hey, who doesn't miss this?
One time with a new song from Tom Jones.
Coca-Cola. They used to air it on radio, yeah.
Things go better with Coca-Cola.
Oh, Tom Jones.
Yeah,
quite the paycheck, I imagine.
And these were done in the 60s.
You know, it's Tom Jones, too. He does this multi-site. Things go better with cold.
Right. And they would lay these in between songs because they sounded like pop records.
I can do with a cold right now. Somebody get me one, please.
Wait, so you mean on the radio?
Yep. These
between
were radio
real,
spots.
Like top 40 hits?
And they would segue right into them, and it sounded like.
Jesus. That,
and you know what? No,
hey, is he still performing?
I would see him in a second.
Is Tom Jones still out there?
I believe he is.
Okay.
You know who's not performing because he's dead is Roy Orbison.
All right.
But Roy Orbison did a Coke spot, too, just like Oh Pretty Woman. Funny, you would never see people doing this nowadays.
Money talks.
Money does talk, but absolutely. Mike, they get weirder. How about more recently, Paul Stanley from Kiss?
Oh, God.
For Folgers Coffee.
This is your wake-up call. Time to reach and go for it all.
Then there's Desperate for Money.
There is.
Right.
How far is Lake Buena Vista from you in Florida?
That's Orlando.
Okay, not so far. House of Blues.
Tom Jones?
Yeah, he'll be there in September. Outside of that, he'll be in Texas and Israel for a couple dates.
Israel. Yeah. You know,
Orlando, Texas, and Israel.
Yeah. My mom saw him at Wolf Trap about 4 years ago and said he is still dynamite.
Really?
Yep.
And dynamite looking.
Yeah, you bet. How about, Mike, would you think that you would buy band deodorant ever?
No.
Not even if Iron Butterfly said you should?
All right, all you lepidopterists, get out your steel nets and let's go catch the iron butterfly.
Wow.
Who's this?
A deodorant commercial.
Iron Butterfly.
He's lost me now.
No, no. Okay, well, then
it's
I'll
official.
Stop. No, no.
You were great. Roy Orbison,
like
Tom
that?
Jones, and then Iron Butterfly and band deodorant. I'm sorry. I'm not in the room anymore.
All right, well, I will tell you that we will now skip Cream singing for Falstaff beer.
God bless you. Thank
you. You ever drink Falstaff beer?
No, I never did.
Well, then it doesn't apply, does
Falstaff
it?
Falstaff beer, and but I do use Ban.
Of course.
In fact, I use Ban roll-on deodorant. I use Chick deodorant. Did you know that?
Today, it's very important that you
use. Did. I use Carla. I swear to God, Carla has busted my ass for years. I use Satin Breeze.
And we close. Mike, don't worry about Putin and Crimea.
Okay.
Everything's going to be okay.
Vladimir Putin announced today that he has no intentions of invading any other areas of Ukraine other than Crimea. So watch out, Ukraine. Looks like Putin's using the old just the tip strategy.
That's your magic audio vault, everybody. Have a great weekend.
All right, we got to get out of here. Anna Yu from Fox 5.
Thank you so much for joining us.
That was a blast. Come by anytime. And hey, I've got a great story idea for you.
Oh, can't wait to hear.
Former radio personality now doing podcast in D.C.
Oh,
yes.
That sounds great.
There, we'll try to get it on before Friday.
Thank you very much. For all technical questions for the Mike O'Mara Show, contact our man Matthew Bloom, Ponyboy at MikeO'MaraShow.com. All correspondence for our show can be sent to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. And remember, our eVoice line is open right now, 800-440-8167, and it's open all night.
Yeah, baby.
We'll see you Monday. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website, always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.